Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning from New York City. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
That's what you got to do. When you're trying to take up for your guy. I've never known Jason to not
well-versed.
I don't know why our producer, Evan, would treat me this way. I don't know what I have done to get these witness type of
account,
insults.
Your witness account in the courtroom is spot on, man.
Private conversation.
Like you really think it's
well,
really
according to you, Evan, all private conversations are put on blast. I've seen you do it to Alan.
That's just between me and Alan.
Really never is, actually.
Still indoctrinating him to the show.
Very hostile work environment created, yes. Your Honor, by our producer. And
a demeaning culture.
Wrong. A very demeaning culture.
Yeah. I plead the fifth.
Jason has always been a stand-up guy. In fact, he graduated from Duke. Okay, so...
when you say that,
that's the fallback. That's the fallback line.
Wait, but when you say it like that, you have to look at the jury. In fact, he graduated from Duke.
Yes.
You make sure you make eye contact.
I mean, look at him. Look at that face.
You certainly know that he is well versed on a lot of different topics, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball, sir. And I just don't understand why
objection.
Mr. Wellner would treat him that way.
Profiling.
It's certainly profiling.
I think it could be profiling, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to step out. I need a second, sir. I just need a second.
Now you need to drink.
Compose your thoughts.
Yes, I got to
compose yourself.
Take some water.
That's funny. Yeah, that's great. I'll just be the guy that goes, I don't know. I was just guest hosting for a while, so I don't really know what goes on there. I just stay the hell out of it, right?
Worry about your own house from burning down.
Yeah, that is it. We got enough. Keep me busy on that front, no doubt about it.
Aaron Rodgers, touchdown.
Hey, check this out from USA Today, by the way. Michael Vick.
Uh-oh.
No, it's fine.
Why does that have to be negative?
So 20 years ago at the 2001 NFL Combine.
Michael Vick. Uh-oh. Damn. Give him a chance.
It's not negative.
Give him a chance.
The fact that Allen went, hey, check this out. USA Today, Michael uh-oh. Vick. So you just assume,
don't. This is actually interesting. He ran a 4.33 40, right? At his
absolutely.
Right? I mean, pretty damn fast. Well, he's 40 years old now.
He's probably still running 4.3.
He ran a 40 at 40 years old, and it was a 4.72.
Yeah,
which is like damn. And he's not happy.
And it's not in shape.
He's not happy.
He did it as part of Rich Eisen's Run Rich Run fundraising thing for St. Jude's, which is a fantastic charity. But yeah, he wasn't happy with that. But think about it: a 4.72 40 at the age of 40.
Pretty not
he
had,
and he. When was the last time Mike Vick ran?
I don't know. But
I must say something. I'm not saying.
No, but I'm saying.
I just thought of a bad joke that I'm happy I did not say.
Does it have anything to do with?
Pull it back and leave it at that.
I left it out.
A question that we have asked since the start of the show, and you can join us 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's a Monday, not a Friday, but it feels like a Friday. It's just simply this. Five quarterbacks. We talked to Mel Kiper Jr. about this earlier. It's five quarterbacks taken in the first round, three in the first three picks, and a lot of them are teams that are perpetually looking for a quarterback, and one of them, the Patriots, might be on that. We might have just jumped on that wheel right now of trying to find that next quarterback replacing Tom Brady for the future. I know you can say, oh, God, but it could be true. You don't know. So the question is, who nailed it? Who's got their guy? Because you know the percentages tell you through the history of the draft that at least, what is it? What did we say? Three-fifths? Right, three-fifths will be good, but two of them are going to be absolute mistakes, like bust, did not happen. So if we're going to, just put some fake money down on it,
I think Chicago's got their guy.
They got their guy. When I say franchise quarterback, I mean 10 years.
I don't know what that'll be. It's whatever.
Key, can I just tell you guys something?
Good.
Just know that no quarterback taken in the first round between 2009 in 2016, still plays for the franchise that
Which
selected
is
him.
Unbelievable stat.
Just
right?
know
that's
that.
An amazing
as you're saying,
factoid,
hey, they're going to be the quarterback for the future. Just that's a pretty long tenure of time that no quarterback is playing for the same team that got drafted.
But look at some of those quarterbacks that got drafted. That's what you got to look at. You got to look at some of the quarterbacks outside of, and I'll argue for Jared Goff, Carson Wentz. That thing just went south in a hurry. Andrew Luck retired. I mean, RG3 knee just gave out on him.
Yeah.
But when you look at some of the other quarterbacks.
Winston, Mariota, I mean, there's two guys that went to the top of the draft, and neither one of them panned out. They both became backups.
Watching Mariota in college, I went to the national championship game and watched him against Ohio State up close in person, live and on the sideline, and also saw him play out west. But when I saw his balls being thrown, you know, in basically moving at a slow speed in the air, I was like, that's not going to make it in the NFL long term.
See, that's a unique eye that you have as a receiver, just to see just
Mark
the
Sanchez,
way the pass comes out
Josh
of the
Freeman.
Out of the
Jameis ran up against a coach that didn't want to fix what was broke for 1 year. That's what he ran up against, in my opinion. He had a mixed bag of reviews coming out of Tampa, but he wasn't like a bust because his check mark hasn't been given yet. You said Mark Sanchez did what?
He's on the list.
I was naming people on the list.
Since 2009, though.
Sam Bradford.
That list he's talking about, since 2009 to 2016.
Jake Locker.
So that's that run of quarterbacks.
Yeah, but Jake Locker.
No, I hear you.
That wasn't nothing to begin
with. Still, they were all taken in the first round. Now, again, Mark had early success with the Jets, and then you could say that they kind of failed him.
But point to many quarterbacks that didn't work out long term, even beyond the 2009.
Of course, but we're looking at this class in general. Now you mentioned,
I say Trevor Lawrence.
Now what about Trey Lance?
Trey Lance,
because the Niners
probably
have been on that little bit of a the wheel as well, right? They've been on the treadmill a bit since Colin.
Really.
I mean, not really.
Because they were bad.
Well, that's usually what happens with a bad franchise. You don't get the
quarterback,
and you're a bad franchise. When you get a quarterback, you suddenly become a good franchise.
Yeah, but they could never get – well, first of all, outside of Alex Smith and Kaepernick, who else did they try and go get in the draft? Like, with Chip Kelly and Tom Sula, it was Tom Sula, then Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Shanahan.
Right. And they had to start over from zero, which is why they made the trade for Jimmy G. That's the next quarterback they went
and got. So it was Kaepernick, and then who? After Kaepernick. It was somebody that – it was like Blaine Gabbert or something.
Was it
Blaine Gabbert?
Hold on, I'm going to find out.
Oh, no, yeah. Well,
it was Blaine Gabbert.
I'll find out.
And then there was
it was Blaine Gabbert kind of
– my brain is fried
right now.
Kaepernick
got hurt or something, and I think Blaine Gabbert took over. I believe that's who it was.
People are screaming at the radios right now telling us the name of the quarterback.
They went through three, like, mediocre-type dudes, and then they traded for Jimmy G. Jimmy G takes them to the Super Bowl.
Which is what Shanahan wanted.
He continues to keep getting hurt.
Right.
So they get an insurance policy by Trey Lance for the future. If Jimmy G can hold him off for a couple years before they allow him to take over, I think you're in a good spot if you're San Francisco. But it wasn't one of those.
Gabbert was in between Kaepernick when Kaepernick
Nick
was
Mullins
out.
Nick Mullins
who it
Beathard
was. Mullins was the guy
yeah,
I couldn't
Mullins.
Think of. It was
yeah.
Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
That, who's actually been pretty good. But that's the other guy that they've had since then. But even before.
See, they never drafted anybody, though. They drafted C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins. But I'm talking about, like, high.
Yeah, first
You're
round.
Messing around with, like, Brian Hoyers and people like that. You're not going to get. Those are just guys that we need to fill a position, to hold the ball, to hand it off to somebody.
B.J. Daniels.
Yes.
Jeff Driscoll. Did I say that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Driscoll.
Driscoll.
Yeah, Jeff Driscoll.
Wow.
He was there?
C.J.
Beathard.
Beathard, yeah.
Yeah, but those guys were not – I'm talking about real QBs.
Yeah, you're talking about somebody you went after early, like high up. But again,
so
they thought they had something in
Kaepernick,
though.
Like Jacksonville has taken three guys in the first round – since the inception of the Jaguars franchise.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Byron Leftwich, Blaine Gabbert, and Blake Bortles. Now Trevor Lawrence is four. To me, that's looking for your quarterback. If you're the Miami Dolphins since Dan Marino, that's looking for your quarterback. Trying to find a guy, right? That's looking
for a
quarterback.
Yeah, but there's always a beginning to that. I think that's what I'm saying, and why I include the Patriots. It's because you had Tom Brady for 20 years, and now it's become – will this start your perpetual search for a quarterback? Because you have Cam, but we know Cam's not going to be 10 years their starter.
And I don't think Belichick is going to be coaching there 10 years.
Okay, but for the franchise,
yeah,
right, this could be the beginning of their perpetual search because the hardest thing to do is to find one.
Can you imagine Bill still coaching 10 years from now?
No.
You know how honored he is with the media right now, how he treat him 10 years from now? He'll be like 80. He'll really be
hopefully,
like,
hopefully Josh McDaniels has a team around then.
But –
Wait, what do you mean? He's just waiting in the pool forever.
It could be, and I don't think, and I understand, they drafted him 15th overall. All of the expert analysts, reporters, germ spreaders, things of that nature feel like this team is being built for Mac Jones. They went out and got receivers for Mac Jones.
Well, why the hell else would you take him 15th?
Because
that doesn't make sense to say we just drafted him, but we're not going to build. This is not part of our future. He's absolutely part of their future, and they're going to build him.
Future, two years from now, not today.
Okay, but if it's 2 years from now, I'm still building towards what I think he's going to be for us in a year or two.
Maybe. Because if I roll out.
Why'd you draft him?
Because
if Cam blows up this year.
That's what I'm about to say. What if Cam Newton rolls out like he was doing the first several games prior to COVID and all the other craziness, playing well, throwing the ball all over the lot. And what happens in this situation is people have this perception that New England is going to run Nebraska's football from 1985 because Cam's the quarterback. Right. Well, if you go back and you look at the tape, as a lot of these experts like to say, looking at the tape, those first several games, he was throwing the ball. He was dinking and dunking and taking a shot here and there. They were running their offense. Julian Edelman gets hurt. Now, all of a sudden, the tight ends can't get open. Nothing is going well. They said the best way we're going to be able to run and give us the best chance to win is let's just go line up and play bully ball. And that's what they did to try to salvage this season.
But by the way, Cam did suffer from COVID. Let's not act like that did not happen.
It wasn't the same when he came back.
I talk to Jason Tatum all the time. Jason Tatum's destroying the league now. But like, he went through this stint for a while. He couldn't gather his breath on the court. He was struggling. Yeah. Like that's a real thing. I just want to make sure that we continue to put that in the conversation. It's not like Cam just dissipated and played poorly out of nowhere.
And we forget, too, the Patriots were missing a lot of guys who opted out as well. That was a big difference
not
in their season.
They're not going to tell that story, though. The story is Cam Newton was horrible at quarterback. It wasn't Cam Newton had on a team that opted out and a team that had no receivers and a team blah, 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 blah. They're not going to tell that story. Only thing that you got to remember, a thing that you need to remember, Alan, which I know you know, and I don't know why I'm telling you need to remember, is that Cam is a polarizing guy.
Yep.
And with the scarf and the hair and the shoes and all of that, they don't like him.
In New England.
They don't like that look. So they're going to make it sound like he was the worst quarterback in the history of quarterbacking. As I said last year, toward the end of the season, when everybody was running around, he's out of New England. They can't stand him. And I'm sitting there laughing and telling everybody and Jay and the guys on the show, you do understand he's going to re-sign back with the New England Patriots. Oh, you don't know. There's no way. Bill would never. Dude, he's signing back with the damn Patriots. Y'all just don't want to see it. Just don't want to see it. You want it to be bad. He'll never be a starting quarterback in this league again. Remember you were hearing that?
Yeah.
He'll never be the starter. Well, the dude just drafted a quarterback and said, Cam Newton's our starter. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other two, and he included Stidham in the conversation.
When they're ready to compete.
Yeah.
Because as of right now, they're not ready.
So he's admitting that I have a guy who's head and shoulders above everybody else in processing, in athleticism, in understanding the game and all that stuff. And so he's our guy. We drafted this other kid thinking that we can develop him along the way. I just think that's a first-round pick you use, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
Why?
Because that's not Bill. Certain coaches don't care that you were drafted in the first round. He runs the organization, even though he's not the owner. He don't give a damn. It ain't his money. Where a lot of coaches in front office people, I draft a guy in the first round, I'm putting him out there regardless. That doesn't work with him. You earn your spot. You earn your spot. He knows Mac Jones is not better than Cam Newton. Cam had issues last year, but Bill knows that I need to get a quarterback for our future, whether I'm here or not. I've got to worry about the next guy who takes over,
realistically,
whoever they might be.
How much longer do you think Bill has to coach?
Well, he's going to coach.
He'll coach as long as he wants to.
I understand,
right?
But how long is that?
Until he starts to fall asleep with the clicker in his hand. I think Bill will be coaching the New England Patriots.
2 to 5, 2 to 3 years?
No, I think it's
think
more.
Longer?
I think
if I give you an over under 2.5 years, you're taking the over.
Over, for sure.
Over taking over under 5 years.
I am taking
over five. Make it 5.5.
Taking over five.
Yeah.
5.5 is your over under. You're going
I think he's a 6-year, 7-year guy.
It's amazing to think about that for a minute. I mean, that would be with the franchise.
What else is he going to do? He's a coach.
Yeah, it's what he does. He's
69 years old now. So yeah, he's
right.
Come on, man. Marv Levy
even said it. Coach as long as you can.
He coached forever, then came back to be the general manager.
Well, so, a lot of people also try to connect the dots of one day Belichick, if he ever wanted to, you know, not general do the manager. Everyday, get into like, you know, where he's more of a, you know, an advisor type of thing. Joe Judge with the Giants. Especially because he reveres the Giant franchise. Yeah. And everybody feels eventually that could be something he ends up doing.
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, of course. You don't know. But, you know, it's all just kicking that around.
Yeah. No, his son's coaching. All right,
how about
his
this? Bill Belichick lasts longer in Green Bay than Aaron Rodgers. You certainly would accept that, right?
What?
Bill Belichick. No, I'm sorry. Bill Belichick lasts longer in New England than Aaron Rodgers does in Green Bay.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is again amazing to think that Aaron Rodgers doesn't really control his destiny, but yet he's trying to.
Keith, go back to that point we were talking before about, you know, most of these teams have owners, but you're saying that Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because I think that was a really interesting
Green Bay's not owned by a single family entity, a owner.
It's like Robert Kraft would have already stepped in.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's nobody that can do that.
They're owned, a public trading company. I don't know what the name of the company or whatever, but they're public trading. And so fans essentially have stock within the company. Within the Green Bay Packers. So there's no, you know.
Yeah, the people in the building are actually
Murphy's
shareholders.
Like the CEO, president of whatever this is. So there's no real person to say, look, you're getting ready to screw this up.
Exactly.
You know, even though he's the chairman of the board, he has all these other people that he has to answer to when making a final decision or something.
Yeah, because you would feel like if there was a family that owned the team and Aaron Rodgers obviously had that rapport, it would be like,
If this was Arthur Blank, he'd roll right up on him and be like, yo, what do we got to get done?
Jerry Jones. Yeah, any of those kind of owners would certainly do that. 888-SAY-ESPN,
888-729-3776. It's going to go cheap real fast, real quick.
is the number. Jesse's in Texas on Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
Jesse.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Jesse?
My wife was halfway asleep. And I need y'all to either agree or disagree.
Okay.
You woke
her
up.
She's listening to the story dealing with Aaron Rodgers. And she said, if I was mad at you, I would wait until a good time to get you back. And he just waited until a good time to get you back. Mm. And he's been done for a while. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I agree with that. I mean, I'm
letting it leak before the draft, like literally the day before the draft.
I mean, watching Adam Schefter come on and break that story – just took all the wind out the sail of the draft. All of a sudden, I get ready for the draft. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't care about the draft.
And then also the Packers were stuck in that, what are they going to do with their first pick?
Yeah.
And then they go defense, and it's like, you know, they were not really
abandon your game plan.
They were never going to change the course of what they wanted to do in the draft.
Of course
they had already had conversations with Aaron Rodgers weeks and months beforehand. We just didn't know. Mm-hmm. They didn't all of a sudden, over the last 48 hours, get on planes and go see Aaron Rodgers. They had already, this offseason, had been booking flights, going to see him. Oh, you go see him on Monday. I'll see him on Thursday, and we can double back on him on Wednesday.
But Keith, this goes back to exactly what Jesse said, though. That put major egg on their face. Like even though you're not sure, like it's still kept internal, right? For some reason, it becomes external now, regardless of where that came from. Even though Aaron Rodgers seems like he's disappointed, that does seem like that was a move. Like, hey, okay, let me just dig that knife.
Yeah, the timing of that
deep
was
in your back.
It doesn't really matter when the timing of it is because Aaron Rodgers is really the one who holds the key to their future.
Yes.
If he decides that in the end, it doesn't matter. I don't want to be here.
He doesn't play. Jobs will be lost.
Yes,
that team will
absolutely.
Be bad. Like, you know how that's going to go.
Absolutely.
That changes everything for everybody there. So
absolutely. I may be the bad guy. Y'all may boo me, curse me, internet me. What is that stuff?
Internet me.
Yeah,
internet.
Twitter
stuff. That's a new line. Internet me.
The kids say.
Internet me.
By the way, Jesse should probably always make sure his wife is in a good mood and happy. And
you know.
Because she sounds like she could give him some trouble if he's not behaving.
I sure hope not to see Jesse on ID Network. That's for sure.
Yeah. hopefully he made it through, Jesse.
Yeah, hopefully he made it through.
Let's take Mel in New Jersey.
Jesse, that call log.
Check that call log.
Mel, what's... Well, Mel's not okay. Mel dropped off. All right, but
Aaron Rodgers holds the key to the Green Bay Packers' future, and they better figure it out. And if I'm Green Bay, tell you what, we're gonna call Denver. I'm gonna get your ass out of here. That's what I would do.
Yep.
Even with what?
I can't.
The cap complications.
Because you're going to get me fired. So at least, if you're going to get me fired, at least I'm going to try to salvage what I can while I can.
Let me have people on my team that want to be here.
Let me have people on my team that want to be here.
Right. You don't want to be here? I can't change your mind? You're telling me there's no way I could change your mind?
He's still a sympathetic figure to the fans there, because by now I would get a little annoyed because it's like, oh, you want out.
But I'm going to turn the tables on him, though, if I'm the general manager.
They have to do that.
Oh, yeah. I've given Aaron Rodgers. I've given Aaron Rodgers everything he's ever asked for. We've offered him a lifelong Green Bay Packer deal. We've made him the highest paid quarterback in the history by far of anybody in the National Football League. In fact, we're putting him on par with the likes of LeBron James. And anybody, you know, I would just go all in.
What's that line Bart always says? If you live long enough, every hero becomes the villain?
Yeah. It's
just go all in on him.
Die the hero. But I'm with Aaron Rodgers, become the villain.
I'm with Aaron Rodgers, from Murphy, from everybody.
Don't need to be here.
You've heard them all say the same thing. We're committed to Aaron Rodgers. We want him here long term. Like, they're saying all the right things. And they're pretty disciplined about it.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I want out of here, and I'll let everybody in the building know.
Why?
I can play, and you can't. Go explain that to the fans.
Right, and that's who they are paying.
Yes.
Right. That's
go explain that to Johnny in Section 333.
Yeah.
Go explain that to him.
This is why you have to read Rob Domofsky now on ESPN constantly, because eventually that stuff's going to start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
All the different stories about what happened in conversations, and it's – going to be compelling and a lot of drama around Aaron
Rodgers. My wife
Rogers,
doesn't
no want
to be here. She's an actress. She wants to be closer to the West Coast.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverage for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. You know what? I'm just going to throw it in the air and jump ball. Whoever takes it, go ahead. Is Zion Captain America or the Incredible Hulk? Yes, we're going to have that answer and more tough questions next. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80. That's after Keyshawn has this from Straight Talk.
You don't need to call me Keyshawn. Everybody knows that's my name.
Joseph.
Oh, gosh. It's time for him to snitch to the police. It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning good? Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good with Straight Talk. You can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. Up to 50% less than other guys. Plus, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot, Jay, when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
It's Greeny, and things couldn't be more crazy. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. The Bears trade up to take Justin Fields. So much to talk about, and we'll do it Monday when I'm back and better than ever. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pitch and a swing and a miss, struck him out, and that's the ball game. Harper is gone, and the Mets hang on to win it. 8-7 the final. A controversial ending as the Phillies thought they had tied it on an opposite field homer by Rhys Hoskins.
And that was the exciting finish, as you heard it on ESPN Radio. The Mets scored 6 runs in the 8th to beat the Phillies 8-7. So Rhys Hoskins hit a game-tying home run with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. But did he? It was reviewed and ruled a double instead. The Mets hang on. They entered Sunday 1-29 over the last 2 seasons when trailing by multiple runs in the 8th inning or later. Comeback win for the Mets. The Nets could not come back and win. They lost to the Bucks 117-114 behind Giannis's, although the Bucks had Giannis's 49 points. The 49 was enough to overcome Kevin Durant's 42-point afternoon. It was just the 3rd time in NBA history where opposing former MVPs each scored at least 40 in the same game. The other two, back in 1962, Wilt Chamberlain and Bob Pettit. The two teams meet again on Tuesday in Milwaukee. NBA doubleheader tonight, ESPN, ESPN2, starting at 7:30 Eastern. Zion and the Pelicans, Steph Curry and the Warriors. That's on ESPN. And then there's a special Arena of Heroes Marvel-themed broadcast on ESPN2. Then at 10, the Nuggets visit L.A. to take on the Lakers in what could end up being a first-round playoff preview. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's time for some Straight Talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the 9th, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
The Avengers must expand their ranks. They have created a competition for the stars of the NBA.
Curry, bang!
Only one will stand side by side with the Avengers.
When I say attack the rim, that's what I mean.
When Marvel and ESPN team up for Warriors, Pelicans, in Marvel's Arena of Heroes.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Richard Jefferson, ESPN NBA analyst, joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. He's going to be part of that Arena of Heroes Marvel-themed broadcast of the Pelicans-Warriors game tonight, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN2.
Hi, Richard.
RJ, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Richard.
I hear a lot of giggling in that background.
Been a lot of laughing this morning.
Well, you have supersonic.
A lot of giggling in that background. What's going on, guys?
What's up, RJ? How you doing, brother?
Outstanding. How you doing, Jay?
Doing good, man. I want to kick things off, ask you about Jason Tatum from the Celtics. 60 points the other night, man, over the weekend. Does that help elevate your trust level in the Celtics?
Well, you know what's so funny is that I literally tweeted at Kendrick Perkins, like, yo, what's up, when they were down 35. I go, what's up with your Celtics? He's like, dude, they're not my Celtics. And Jason Tatum just slowly got him back in that game. All of a sudden, he's going for 60 points. And look, my confidence in the Celtics is they are right, maybe just a little bit lower than expectation. Going into this season, they didn't have the same amount of talent as the Brooklyn Nets. And the Brooklyn Nets got better as the season went on because they added James Harden. They didn't have the same amount of talent as the Milwaukee Bucks. They didn't have the same amount of talent as Philly. So right there, if you're talking about everyone playing at their peak, the Celtics are at 4. And we're also talking about Miami, who might have a more balanced talent team, right? So even then, you're talking about them at 5th. So I just don't look at this team and think that this team is built to go win a championship or built to go to the conference finals. I think that would probably be like the top tier. So Jason Tatum getting better is key. Jalen Brown getting better is going to be key for them moving forward, even though those guys are already all NBA All-Stars.
Hey, Richard, Jay Will wanted me to tell you, can you give us a shorter answer next time?
Wow. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Richard.
That was
I apologize.
I felt like his answer was too short because he left out the New York Knicks as a very important
team. Nobody cares about
there
the Knicks. Man, let me ask you about the
fourth
Lakers.
In the East right now.
Let me ask you about the Lakers, man. The Lakers, we struggling right now. A little bit of a slight skid. What could you see, and how could you see this scenario playing out for us if we got to play in this play-in tournament?
It'll be fine.
See, but that
great
don't.
Answer.
But
great
that ain't,
answer.
But that ain't. But that ain't. That's too short
You're
for me.
So
that was Jay Will. That
worse.
Jay Will was the one that did that.
Yeah. That's what happened. But I think Lakers would be fine.
Look,
at the end of the day, Keyshawn, I know Jay Will doesn't speak for you. You and your teammate over there. That was a calculated shot. I got it.
No, it wasn't. Jay, honestly, I swear to you, if you know me, Richard.
Why are you throwing me under the bus? You agreed to say it. I didn't say it.
That's what.
Yeah, because you said it to me, so I said I'll say it to him. I don't have a problem saying it to him.
Your Lakers are going to be fine.
But
your
I keep hearing that. I keep hearing we're going to be fine, and every damn time I'm watching a game, we up, I go to sleep, we wake up, we lose. I don't get. So when are we going to be fine?
Well, look. The play-in tournament for the Lakers, they're going to be in the spot where if they fall to the play-in tournament, they're going to have to win one out of two. They're going to have two chances to win one game to get into the postseason. And once they get in there, it's sad to say, but no one cares about injuries. No one cares about any of this stuff. You have your two best players. You guys are healthy, should be rested. Go figure it out, right? And I have a lot of confidence in Anthony Davis and LeBron James being able to figure it out in a fairly quick situation.
Just trying to keep Keyshawn calm here throughout six losses over seven games. But tonight you've got the broadcast, I believe, with Ryan Rucco, right? The Arena of Heroes,
yes.
Marvel-themed broadcast. Pelicans-Warriors, again, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN2. What can you tell us about this broadcast that you're looking forward to? It's going to be a little bit different, obviously, with the Marvel storyline as part of it.
Well, you know what? These are just fun opportunities. When you get a chance to call a game and there's going to be a different graphics package and they have different storylines and even just to do something associated with Marvel, which is, you know, Marvel is king right now. Everything that they do is just so cool. So we're excited. Me and Ryan, they looked around and they said, which of the people in our group who could pull this off and be as immature and as silly as it's needed. And apparently I was like fourth on their list, but I still ended up getting the okay.
You're
so
number one.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
And I expect
they
to hear
called
commentary.
J-Well, but J-Well was busy.
I expect to hear commentary on the fact that they have Black Panther as Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
I cannot have you co-sign that.
How is Zion not the Hulk, by the way? What are we doing here?
Black Panther as Andrew Wiggins? Really?
It should have been like Draymond. Right?
Yeah, Drake.
Guys, my job is to call the game, right? My job is to call the game.
Oh, you weren't part of the selection process here? You weren't in on this?
I was lucky to get selected myself. So, look, the storyline I think is going to be fun. I think the storyline has some opportunity to get unique, if you will, but yeah, Andrew Wiggins and Black Panthers. Look, this isn't the Nets versus, you know, the Lakers. There's not these two teams that are just star-studded across. There is a ton of talent on both teams. Obviously, Steph, Draymond, and then you got Zion and Brandon Ingram. So you got talent. But, you know, Black Panther, you know, he drew Andrew Wiggins. I don't know. That's what you want me to say.
If you were to give one of us, each of us, superpowers,
oh, no.
What would our superpowers be? You can start with Pink Panther, Keyshawn. He's wearing a pink sweater right now.
Wow. So you guys just throw shots at each other all the time. Most of the time I hear you guys are fairly cordial to each other, but
no.
dig it. So I don't know. I think you could be Doctor Strange.
Okay.
I would give you Doctor Strange.
I don't know. I'd have to give my guy. I'd have to give my guy Captain America. Captain America. You'd be the new Captain America, the Falcon.
Keyshawn would be the new yeah. Black Captain America.
Yeah, the new Black Captain America. He went to USC. He's from LA. You know, it's just like so. That is LA.
All right.
That is America.
I mean, we put him on the spot, though. It's unfair.
No, but RJ puts me on the spot every time I see him.
Like a minute to think about it. You know,
you know, you guys are basketball players. So
what does that mean?
Excuse me.
Are you trying to say that basketball players aren't as quick as football players? Because we can argue about that now.
Oh boy,
I'm gonna leave that alone.
See, Richard, this
see
is what
he tries to do, RJ,
on this show.
You see what he tries to do?
I ain't said nothing. I just said y'all play basketball.
Just hold on for dear life.
Some of them played basketball and did well, and others played, and it's basketball.
Yeah.
It's just hoops. It's a shot. That's all.
You guys.
RJ, have a great time tonight, man.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys having me on, talking a little
bit. Hey, wait, hold on, man. Hold on. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Real quick before I let you go.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's nothing like that.
We don't need commercials. It's fine.
Why wouldn't y'all give Mighty Mouse the job, man?
What? Arizona.
Richard.
Oh.
Why wouldn't y'all give Mighty Mouse that job?
Now, I'm gonna tell. There's the on-air conversation, then there's the off.
I want the off-air on-air.
The off-air on-air conversation is. I didn't have a choice. I'm not a part of this. I didn't have any say so. I didn't know.
Sounds like
you know. I think we got a good coach in Coach Lloyd.
Oh,
but ultimately,
the politician Richard Jefferson is here.
But ultimately, there were some things that were missed and left out, especially in the process, man. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people want me to tell. I don't have a vote. You know what else I don't have a vote in? MVP, Defensive Player of the Year. So don't at me. If I don't get the pick, I don't want to hear. I don't want to be sitting here talking around everybody else's decisions.
Well, let me ask you this one, sir. Should Mighty Mouse have gotten a job?
Ooh.
I think this was a great opportunity for them to do that. You know, at the end of the day, that's
man.
Not the
man, bye, man. So, Hank, go back to sleep, man. Tighten this dude up.
No,
off
it's
show.
A great. It's a great opportunity for them to do it. They chose not to, and so. You know, like, look, you can't just, you know, we're not going to burn down the program and talk about all the things that they should have done.
We're not going to burn it down, but come on, man.
You have no idea.
Like,
how
he's
much
more than qualified to get that job, and I'm not even a U of A alum, but it's ridiculous.
100% he's qualified. 100% he's qualified. If I was picking, but I'm not. I'm
but if you were picking,
picking so
if you were picking, who would the head
flex
coach
your
be?
Damn muscle.
If you were picking, Archer, who would the head coach be?
If I was picking, probably Steve Kerr.
Wow.
Okay.
But you ain't getting Steve Kerr to go.
I'm going to say realistic.
I'm talking about real life,
you,
man.
Now,
come on, man.
Now you don't want to talk. Now you don't want to talk.
I'm talking real. I'm not. No, I
don't.
No. Come on, man.
That's
stop.
Not a good answer.
No. No. But I understand you want to keep your floor seats. I get it.
All right. My floor seats are paid in full. You know, they've been paid in blood and money. So I'm not worried about whoever the head coach is. Like, that's not going to change. Same with Jay at Duke. Same with you at USC. There is nothing that you are going to say that's going to take away, you know, who you are when you walk onto that campus. But, no, man, like, I think there was a lot of players, a lot of people bummed out. I was bummed out, you know, when you thought that Damon had a great opportunity for the job. Even Miles. Jason Terry,
yeah.
But it does nothing. It does nothing at this point in time for us to continue, you know, doing the hypothetical game. What's been said and what's been done has been done.
Very well spoken by Richard Jefferson. You can find him on at RJEFF24. I think that's RJEFF24. I can't see that far, but yes, you can find him there. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning, Richard.
See what I got to deal with.
Have a great time on the broadcast. Appreciate you.
Bye.
All right, brother.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin brought to you by Indeed. Did you know that Indeed has 135 skill tests to help you screen for the experience your company needs? No frisbee throwing or whistling with your fingers, but essential skills like computer proficiency and customer service. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit. Guess what's next? Call or roulette. You get your chance to call in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know the rules. That's coming next up. The Jay has this from Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. You see, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. That's right. 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Okay.
That was Rudy from New York.
You know.
Are you looking for line five? I don't know
what we're doing here, but you know how the game is played. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We spin the wheel. We tell you what line it is. You tell us who you are, where you're from, and then you get to your hot take or your question. Spin it. Line three.
Hey, this is Josh from Pennsylvania. Just want to know what you guys think about the Falcons over the weekend when they took Pitts with a combination of Julio and Ridley for Matt Ryan to throw to.
We never really talked about that, Kyle Pitts going
to the
Falcons.
I said it could be an exploding year for Matt Ryan.
I think it's a good situation. If they don't get rid of Julio, which it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
And why did that all become a thing if it's not going to happen?
Because everything becomes a thing when it's just a rumor.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen because June 1st.
That's the key date.
That's the key date. So if they keep him, I like it. If they don't keep Julio, I don't like it.
Okay. Spin it. Line five.
Uh-oh.
Sean from ATL. My question is, did Sean Payton waste too much time with Drew Brees and has the Saints window closed?
Ooh. No, I don't think the window's closed, but I do think there are some people within the organization that felt like they maybe a year or so too late with Drew Brees, that they could have started a quarterback, you know, got a quarterback mm-hmm. in there and could have done some wonders for him. But it's not too late.
Is Jameis Winston the key?
The answer.
Is he the answer?
I think so, man. I do. Okay. I honestly
I know,
do.
I know you've been hard on that.
I do. I think change of scenery, great coach in Sean Payton, offensive mind, players around him, will not put him in a position to fail, only to succeed.
So it'll be up to him to prove that he is the quarterback that everybody thought he'd be when he came into the league. Spin it. Line two.
Yeah, it's Robert from Virginia. And hey, about the Aaron Rodgers situation, I think it could be a little more complicated than what appears. He's got a new woman in his life, which could be a big factor. And also the fact that don't you think he's looked at Brady and how well Brady was treated at Tampa? And he'd like to have a situation like that. Can you imagine John Elway and going to Denver and how, I mean, he would be able to do whatever he wanted. And you know, I just think that he wants to go out in his own terms.
Robert, have you been listening to the show?
Robert listens all the time.
Have you,
He's like Dan Orlovsky.
Because we talked about that.
We literally said that.
We talked about Tom Brady just getting whatever he wants whenever he wants it, and now all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers, that's not been the case. Yeah. Of course you're going to pay attention to that.
And his wife, soon to be, certainly probably has some say.
Shailene.
She's an actress, so I'm sure she doesn't want to sit in Green Bay reading scripts in the month of November. Even though Denver wouldn't be any different, but it's closer. She could
closer
hop
LA.
Back and forth.
PJ, yeah, easy.
Spin it. Pause. Caller roulette continues, KJZ. Line four.
It's Josh. Said it to Tennessee. It looked like the Steelers were trying to draft to win now. What do you guys think? Are they doing us?
I got to be honest, I didn't hear it.
He said Steelers something, draft something. Yeah. Do I think they should do it?
Steelers, Najee Harris, give it a grade.
Oh, I love it.
Give
the
Najee Harris
a
grade.
Yeah, it's an A for them.
They did exactly what they should have done.
How did Evan get that? Spin it real quick.
Because he talked to the first.
Oh, that's right.
Betting the callers.
Line one.
Leroy from Texas. Do you think if the Saints get Richard Sherman, do you think it's an upgrade from Janoris Jenkins or is it a downgrade?
I don't know. It depends on, to me, what they do with Richard Sherman. He's a little long, you know, long in the tooth, older, still can play certain situations, bring some veteran leadership. I'd like to see him go to a young secondary to bring some veteran leadership.
Okay. All right, remember, tomorrow we have Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo joining us in the 9
with
o'clock
Jimmy,
hour.
Jimmy
you
want to
be, stay tuned for that for
Jimmy
sure.
From.
I'll see you guys on Barton Hahn at noon. Have a great day.